Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. I know I'm a little bit late, but I'm here today. And today we're going to be talking about the NFL, the Pro Bowl, and the Super Bowl. Doesn't appear we have anybody on the line currently, but that's okay. Now, I really wanted to talk about the Pro Bowl because everybody knows it's the Pro Bowl today. And we've got Michael Irvin against Team Chris Carter. And I wanted to know who do we think is going to win this thing. It doesn't even matter. You know, the Pro Bowl is a little bit different these days than it was, you know, well, it's a lot different than it was, you know, I want to say 20 years ago. There's no more NFC versus AFC anymore. And I think that was great that it was AFC versus NFC. So, like in one day, one game, you could see which conference was really better. But those games were typically blowouts. And I'm not really a fan of blowouts. So it's just my take on it. But what they've got going on now, that's really working. Well, it worked last year, and also it was the first time that they didn't have AFC versus NFC. And it wasn't a blowout. It was actually a good game to the very end. So, just a thought. And the Pro Bowl used to be the week after the Super Bowl, but nobody will watch it, so they put it the week before the Super Bowl, and that's pretty well that's worked out. I mean, more people are watching it now. And I think for a couple of years, they were having it in the same city that they were having the Super Bowl. I think that was also pretty smart on the NFL's part. I don't know. But there's something I've been wondering about the Super Bowl. They say that they want it to be on a neutral site, that the idea behind the Super Bowl is supposed to be on a neutral site. And nobody's actually had their Super Bowl played in their own city, like going to the Super Bowl the same year as played in their own stadium. But if they wanted it to be really neutral, why don't they just have it in Hawaii like they used to have the Pro Bowl all the time? NFL, why can't you tell me this? Pretty odd. You know, for a minute there, you know, we thought that the Cardinals would be the first team to play the Super Bowl the year it was played in their own stadium, and, you know, until, you know, they had those injuries. Well, I'm glad they didn't make it. I didn't want to see them make it anyway. But that actually could have happened this year. But, you know, couldn't beat the Panthers. And that Ryan, what was his name, Ryan Lindley? He couldn't do it. You could lead them anywhere. That guy was terrible. He had 78 yards of offense. It's terrible. I was listening to Stephanie Smith last night. I don't know if anybody heard his podcast, but he was talking about something I was wondering about for a while. And what he was talking about is, you know, how there are some black coaches who don't seem to do pretty good at getting interviews for head coaching jobs that they don't honor the Rooney Rule. Like when Lovie Smith got fired from the Bears, they went 10-6 that year that he got fired from the Bears, but they didn't make the playoffs. And it was more than a season before he got another head coaching job. That same year, Andy Reid, who was pretty good during his tenure with the Eagles, but those last couple of years he sucked. He went 4-12. And days later, he had a head coaching job. Does anybody see a problem with that? D-Man. And Stephanie Smith, and maybe a few others, but who knows. And what do we think about the NFL today? Because we know the NFL is the most popular sport. When I say the most popular sport, I mean more people watch NFL games when they come on than they do, you know, baseball games, basketball games, and hockey games. And I guess we could, since MLS is starting to get bigger, I guess we could say MLS, too. I mean, since soccer's starting to get bigger, I guess we could say MLS. But, you know, there's only a 16-game schedule, so there's not really that many games. Maybe that's why the NFL is so much popular when it's around. And it doesn't last as long either. Does it? No, it really all lasts about the same amount of time. About 6 months. Baseball is like February to October or early November. Basketball, I figure when basketball starts, but they start, hockey and basketball start like about a week away from each other, and they end about June, unless all the series go to like game 7 during their playoffs. Who wants to see the Seahawks win? And who wants to see the Patriots win the Super Bowl? Because I got to be honest with you. I can't stand the Patriots. And that's me probably being nice. And you know what? I think they did deflate those balls on purpose. You know, Bill Belichick is a liar. I can't believe he got on TV and said, "We follow every letter to the T." I can't believe he said that. There's a reason why your nickname is Belichick. And nobody forget. Well, some people did forget about Spygate, but there are other people that remember. And I think you did it on purpose. And you're saying he's not a scientist. Well, nobody thought you were a scientist. You're a football coach. Come on, seriously. I mean, you stand on the sidelines of football games. You study football all year. And then you get on during a press conference, you say, "I'm not a scientist," like somebody actually thought you were. Well, what they thought you were doing? People think you were trying to find a cure for cancer. We might have thought that you were donating money to somebody to fund them to find a cure for cancer, but we didn't think you were doing that. But we do think you were cheating, though. Intentionally. We think that. Or maybe there are people that don't think they did it. Well, of course, Patriots fans don't think they did it. Did anybody hear about that Cowboy fan who is suing the NFL for $88 billion? And I say billion as in beta or bravo with a D. $88 billion. I don't know who that person is, but the NFL doesn't even make $88 billion a year. And you want to sue the NFL for $88 billion. Even if you wanted to, you think you'd really get $88 billion? You know how many islands I could buy with $88 billion? I don't know, but I like to think about it. But there's more to the few. I'm sure of that. $88 billion. You know, with all the debt we could use, that this country has, we could use $88 billion. $88 billion. And you knew damn well they got that call right. That same guy, I'm sure he has no problem with the calls the refs miss in that Lions and Cowboys game. The one on 4th and 6, which, you know, they didn't get it, because the refs got that one right. The Cowboys wouldn't have even been playing in that game where the refs actually got the call right, and the Cowboys felt screwed by it. Skillers. Damn Super Bowl. Hey, just so everybody knows, I am an Eagles fan. I've got my throwback Randall Cunningham jersey on right now. You know, it's just because I like it. Not because, you know, he's out there playing or he's a commentator or anything like that, but I just like it. Hey, Team Irvin or Team Chris Carter? You know, this an Irvin guy. I never thought he was as great as he seemed while he was with the Cowboys, because I don't know, I just felt like they benefited from a lot of bad calls back then. They were still America's team when he was playing with them. Sorry, I might be a little bit biased because I hate the Cowboys, but still, I don't think he's as great as they think. But now Chris Carter, he didn't play as long, and he was just good. If he would stay, I think if he had stayed longer with the Vikings, and Randy Moss just, you know, was a little bit of, I don't know, humble, if you will. I think they might have got a Super Bowl. They should have won a Super Bowl that year. They won 15-1, and they got beat by the Falcons after that kicker who had missed a field goal all year, missed a field goal that would have, you know, won the game, essentially won the game for the Vikings. Since then, that guy, Dennis Green, he was a coach at the Vikings at the time. Yes, and coached the team that well since. But he didn't know who the Bears thought. He knew who the Bears were, and the Bears were who they thought they were. It's actually kind of funny.
But what that does, I don't think he's involved in football anymore. I haven't checked up on him. But, you know, he should have got his ring. That was his chance. And the Falcons sucked in that Super Bowl they went to. They just sucked. That Super Bowl was worse than last year's Super Bowl. And since last year, the number one defense dominated the number one offense, I think it's pretty safe to say that, you know, it is defense that wins championships. I don't want anybody to ever tell me different. Defense wins championships. Offense wins game, so.
Caller 909-486-5052. You on the line?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good afternoon. How are you? Yeah, I can hear
you. I'm good. You good, myself?
Yes, but you're on the show now.
You what now?
I said you're on the show now. You're live.
Oh,
we're talking about that. Well, you know the show title already, right? The NFL, the Pro Bowl, and the Super Bowl?
I know about the Super Bowl coming up next week, right?
Yes, it is. What do you think is going to win?
I saw the game. I got to say the Patriots, man.
Oh,
I said the Patriots.
Oh,
I know. I heard you, man. You ain't a fan. I'm just saying. I mean, look at it. You know, Seattle, they were down the whole game. I mean, they made their little miracle comeback at the last like 5 minutes. But the Patriots were like consistent the whole game. So, I mean, you gotta look at it.
Listen, you know what? I need to drink my Four Loko now. I'm serious, dude. Hey, come on. How are you going to sit there and tell me that the Patriots are going to win the game? Oh, man.
I'm an unbiased person when it comes to this match here. I'm not leaning towards either one of the teams. I'm just saying what it is, what it looks like, what it's most likely going to be. Now, the Seahawks, I mean, they might. I mean, they did win last year, you know,
right.
So they got that on their side. But I'm just saying, based
on
those last two games.
No. Wait, hold on a minute. You're saying that because the last two games are going to determine the outcome of this one?
No. I'm just saying what it looked like. You know, sometimes teams get burnt out, man. Maybe they ain't got it. They ain't got what it takes for a repeat. You think they got what it takes?
Well, why not? I mean, it's not like they're going to be the first team to repeat ever. And it's not like teams that repeated just breeze right to the playoffs or something or anything like that.
That's true.
So.
But why do you think they can win, though?
Well, let's just look at it. All right, now, I want to go back to the last time these two teams faced each other, right? Now,
right.
We do know that the Seahawks won the last time these two teams faced each other. We do know this, right? We do know that they had to come back and win it, though. They didn't just, like, dominate the Patriots the whole game or anything like that. Okay. But you know what? This Seahawks team is different than that Seahawks team. This Seahawks team is, the way I see it, better than that Seahawks team. And this Patriots team was not as good as that Seahawks team. The Patriots team from last night. I don't think they are. Fortunate. Because they've been very fortunate this year. But have they been great? And if you're deflating balls in the AFC Championship just to make it to the Super Bowl, maybe you don't deserve to be there. I'm just saying. I don't know. I could be crazy.
Deflating thing was two PSI though. Does that really how? I mean, like, how much of a difference is that really making though?
Oh, well, I think it was Dan Marino who said it makes a big difference.
Well, I heard him say it, but, I mean, I don't play professional football.
Right.
I don't know if you play professional football, but, you know. I just heard it makes you grip it a lot better, supposedly. But.
Yeah, but, you know, that was a team that kind of relied on throwing the ball a lot. Yep. And they could throw the ball. Because the balls are deflated, then you can understand how that's a weakness.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
They'll be doing a major check this next game, then.
Oh, say that again?
I guess they'll be checking the balls this next game.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be doing that. Because, you know, these Patriots, they're some sneaky devils.
Why can't they just be, you know, why can't they just be good, man?
They're not good. If they were that good, they wouldn't be deflating balls. If they were that good, Spygate would have never happened. Like, seriously, come on.
So you're telling me someone just got the ball was like, yo, I need you to take a little bit of air out of this real quick so we can win this game. I mean, it takes skill, too, to win the game. Regardless of that, you know what I'm saying? It's just.
Listen, what I'm trying to say is I think it took plenty of skill to not get caught, because I'm sure they've done some other stuff, too. And, there's a book out just about that, right?
A book out? What's the book? I don't think I've heard of it.
You know what? I could look it up, but, yeah, there's actually somebody made a book. Specifically talking about how the Patriots have cheated several other ways, and the NFL has not investigated it.
Mm.
I guess they don't have really concrete proof that the Patriots have done things, but people have accused the Patriots of knowing a lot of other things that haven't been talked about. And it's mostly done at home.
So this is all this
stadium.
So this is all speculations and hearsay.
No proof. Yes, no proof. Wait a minute. Wait. Hold on a minute. I mean, do we need proof? Need to see proof to believe everything?
For the most part, yeah.
We do?
Yeah. If people just went off whatever they said, there'd be so many people in jail right now.
Okay, all right, okay. Yeah, all right, now I need to ask you a question. Do you believe in God?
God? I believe in something.
Wait, hold on a minute, dude. Wait, hold on a minute. You said you believe in something. Okay.
I believe there's something of a higher power beyond our understanding.
Oh, okay. Well, where's the proof?
You know, that's I don't know, man. You can't prove. That's just a belief. You gotta feel that.
Wait a minute, but what I'm saying is, you just said you need to have proof in order to believe in it, right? And you don't have proof that there's a higher power, but you believe in it.
See, well, God is something different, man. God is not football. God is not human beings. As humans, we need proof for things. Yeah.
Hey, listen, I want to continue this, right? But you know what? I need for you to hang up and call back in in a few minutes, because it's about to go down right now, okay? All right. One.